I was at work all day, and I smiled and said hello to Mr. Morris, but he just ignored me. Maybe I hadn't pleased him as much as I thought I had. When it was time for everyone to go home, and just as I was about to leave, Mr. Morris came up to me and said, "My office, now." Oh, fuck. Was it more cock-sucking and fucking, or was he getting ready to try and fire me again? As I sat there, my boss looked around to make sure all of the others had left, and then he told me to strip. I removed my black knit top and my lacy black bra, size 42 D cup, and waited there in my chair with my huge tits sticking out. Those were what my boss touched first. He squeezed my tits and twisted my nipples until they hurt. I fucking loved it, and my cunt was starting to get wet. My boss was standing there in front of me, fully dressed in his dark navy suit, and he said, "Take my cock out and suck it." I gulped and said, "Suppose somebody comes in and sees us right out here in the open like this." And he said, "Do you want to keep your job or not?" And so I did what he said, even though I don't even suck my husband's cock. And as he stood there before me, I unzipped his pants. And I reached in to pull out his cock, but he was wearing underwear, so I had to reach through that too. His cock was huge, even though it was still soft. I loved sucking his cock the last time, and he had a big one, so I spit on it. I could see that he was starting to leak pre-cum, and I gave him a lick. Then another one. And soon I was slotting my mouth all over his shaft. He said, "Stop fooling around and open your mouth for me." And he proceeded to shove his big fat cock inside my mouth. "Now suck," he said. And so I did. Then he told me to fondle his balls. So I did, while I continued to suck his cock. The head of his cock was so big I could barely get it in my mouth. But I loved it. And I could feel my cunt getting wet. I made sure to use lots of spit, and when my tits were wet from his pre-coming drool, he said, "That's enough sucking for now. I want to suck your big fat tits." And so I took his big cock from my mouth and held it between my big tits, and he started tit-fucking me. I held my tits together very tight for my boss to fuck, and Mr. Morris told me that fucking my big wet tits was just like fucking a wet cunt. I was licking the head of his cock every time it thrust through in between my tits, and I sucked up the pre-cum. I felt like a slut, sitting there in his office, and here I was getting tit-fucked and licking up my boss's pre-cum while my husband was at home waiting for me to come home and cook dinner. But I fucking love being treated like a dirty slut, and that came first. My husband's dinner could wait. And so I jiggled my tits up and down my boss's cock and sucked even harder. "Please, sir, I'm horny. Will you please fuck me? My cunt needs attention." But he said, "Not yet, maybe later. But I will give you permission to finger fuck your cunt." I had half my hand fucking my greedy cunt, and I was so horny I didn't hear the office door open to let another man enter until I heard Mr. Morris say, "Hey, Joe, here's the dirty slut I was telling you about." I started to turn around and look, but I was told to stay as I was, and when I wanted to say something to my boss, he reminded me, "Do you want your job or don't you?" What could I say? What could I do? So I stayed as I was, naked from the waist up with my bit fat tits sticking out and my boss tit fucking me, and he had me suck his long cock. I was being blackmailed and forced to be a sex slave slut. I was ashamed, but I also liked it in a perverted sort of way. Mr. Morris told his friend, "Hey, Joe, get your cock out. This woman's a first-class cocksucker and loves getting her mouth fucked," which was all true, though I'm ashamed to admit it. So Joe took his hat and coat off and came over to my chair, unzipped his pants, and pulled his cock out. I didn't even know this man, but his cock was huge, and I knew I wanted it in my mouth. He said, "Open your mouth wide and let's see how much of my cock you can take." His cock was about 8.5 inches long and about 6 inches around, big and thick, twice as big as my husband's cock, and bigger than my boss's cock, too. I couldn't wait to taste it, to feel it in my mouth, so I opened my mouth wide like he said to do, and he rubbed his big fat cock around my lips, tracing a circle around my open mouth with his wet tip, and then he fed me his cock. It was too big. I could hardly get it in my mouth, but he persevered, and soon he had the tip in, and I started sucking it. His cock was big, and I was drooling, and then he started shoving it further inside my mouth until it was fucking it deep. Fucking it deep into my mouth and down my throat. In this stranger's cock, my boss took his shirt and pants off, and once he was all naked, he pulled me off of Joe's cock and out of my chair and pushed me onto the floor. And there I lay, on my back, with my legs spread wide and my cunt wet and open and ready to get fucked. Joe didn't like having his cock pulled out of my mouth, and so he followed me down to the floor and knelt over my face and shoved his big, fat, thick cock into my mouth again and resumed throat-fucking me. And as Joe did that, my boss got down on the floor between my legs and slapped his cock around my cunt and said, "See what I got for you?" And he proceeded to drive his big fat cock into my sloppy wet fuck hole in one hard thrust. I moaned around the stranger's cock, and all I knew was that my boss called him Joe. All I cared about at this moment was coming. I wanted to come so bad, and I was ready. Part of me felt a little ashamed at what I was doing. I felt depraved and dirty, but the other part of me fucking loved it. The real slut in me was coming out. Sure, I was being blackmailed to start with, but now I was very willing. I wanted every filthy thing these men were doing to me. I just hoped that my husband never found out what a slut I was for their cocks. I stopped sucking for a moment to ask, "Please, boss, please fuck my snatch harder. I need your prick pounding my cunt. And I want you to fill my married cunt with their filthy cock's bunk." And then my mouth was full of Joe's cock again, and I couldn't talk anymore, because not only was my mouth stuffed full, but I was coming in my boss's cock. My cunt cum was pouring out of my gash. My boss asked, "Hey, Joe, you want to fuck her or do you want to cum in her mouth?" And I was so fucking happy to hear that Joe said he wanted to fuck me. So my boss simply slid his meat out of me, and Joe quickly slid his huge, fat, thick prick into my gash, and with one push of his balls deep in my cock-hungry cunt. And while my cunt was being made happy, I was sucking my cunt cream off my boss's cock as he mouth-fucked me. Then all of a sudden he put his cock out of my mouth and unloaded a huge load of cum out of my face. Spurt after spurt after spurt. It was all over my face and in my eyes that I couldn't see. But it made my cunt spasm and cum all around Joe's cock, which was pounding my cunt. It felt so good being used by these two men, one in my mouth and one in my cunt. I agreed with what my boss said about me, and I told Joe that I was a cum dump whore, and I told him to come wherever he wanted to. So I milked his cock with my cunt muscles, and I felt his cock twitch, and I knew it was my cunt where he was going to shoot his load. I heard him call me a filthy cock-hungry cunt, and I said, fuck yeah! That was a great description of me. Here I was laying on the floor with my face covered with cum and my legs splayed open and cum seeping out of my cunt, both of these men looking down on me with spent cocks. Of course I was a cock-hungry cunt. My boss told me to get dressed and go home because tomorrow was going to be a big day at work. So I wiped off as much of their jizz as I could, but it was drying on me and I could see the white glaze on my tits, and I knew it was on my face too. And I got dressed and I knew I smelled of their cum and my cunt juice, and my mouth was all coated with their jizz, and my breath, oh God, it stunk and smelled of their cum. I hoped I could take a shower before I saw my husband, but I didn't think I'd have time. And I wondered what kind of excuse I could come up with for my husband. As I was walking away, I heard the stranger say to my boss, "You were right. She is a dirty cunt, a real slut. I bet the other guys will love fucking her." I didn't dare ask what other guys. I needed this job. Plus, I liked all the cock sucking and having my cunt fucked and filled. So I'll continue to do whatever they want. I just hope my husband doesn't find out.